Princeton, New Jersey's McCarter Theater is presenting a trio of plays by a virtually unknown 28-year-old African-American playwright. His name is Terrell Elvin McCraney, and as Jeff London reports, he's generating a lot of buzz.
When you talk to theater people about Terrell Elvin McCraney, words like singular and poetic and bold pop up frequently.
This guy is the real thing. It's an authentic, original voice.
Ben Brantley is chief drama critic for the New York Times. He wrote a rave review of McCraney's play Wig Out, which was presented off-Broadway last fall.
He doesn't sound like anyone else, first of all, and yet he embraces so much. If you think of the scale of reference in Wig Out, which is about drag queens in Harlem, it's biblical, Shakespearean, The Supremes, B-movies. But it's not just quoting. It's been absorbed and synthesized into this truly musical language that has its own rules.
McCraney may be young, but he's accomplished. As an actor, he worked with the great British director Peter Brook. As a playwriting student at Yale, he was the late August Wilson's assistant. And now Princeton's McCarter Theater will be presenting McCraney's brother-sister plays, a trilogy set in a housing project in Louisiana in what the playwright calls the distant present. In these plays, he explores familiar issues of family, community, and coming of age, but wraps them in a dizzying mixture of West African mythology and theatrical storytelling devices.
I have a job. My job is to sort of keep people engaged into the theater. So I find as many things that I think are powerful, palpable, visceral, and engaging to do that.
For instance, McCraney has his actors read their stage directions aloud while they're acting in a scene. It's quite a tightrope walk. Actress Kiani Mouchette demonstrates.
Oya laughs at her crazy mama. You crazy. And, you know, in those moments, it's actually good because at first, it was kind of jarring. It was like, what? I got to live in this moment and then talk to the audience? Really? But the beauty in that is that we're really telling the story.
Enter the boys.
In this class of language, there are boys from all the teams. Focus.
They sit behind Marcus.
From basketball to track, varsity to junior.
Whispering.
Marcus.
And every Monday, Marcus, while the pop quiz is lined the desks,
hey, Marcus,
the boys all lean in a little closer,
Marcus,
trying to pick up the answers that Mark is slinging down.
Marcus Eschew.
They make propositions,
hey,
whisper in hush, teacher can't hear tones.
Let me see.
The heads yanking, their mouths smile,
Mark,
motioning for me to move my head.
Move your hand. Move.
Whispering.
A moment from Marcus, or The Secret of Sweet, the third play of the trilogy about an African-American teenager coming to grips with his homosexuality. Tina Landau has directed two of Terrell Elvin McCraney's plays.
When I think of Terrell's plays, I think where they take place for me is in this theater on this night. That even though the place of the story that's being told is the distant present, Terrell demands that an audience and the actors acknowledge that we are in this room together for this amount of time.
I ain't gonna help, help, help.
And with tears in her eyes,
tremors in her body,
Oya watches her mother
leave this world.
Oya begins to sob and weep for her mother.
I don't think I have felt this strongly about an artist or a fellow playwright in 20 years.
Emily Mann is artistic director of McCarter Theater. She says McCraney's brother-sister trilogy covers some pretty basic human experiences.
A broken heart is something we all understand. The loss of a parent or loss of someone great, he understands that. Sexuality of all kinds, he just thrives on portraying on stage and does it accurately.
The most performed work in the trilogy is The Brother's Size, a taut three-person play in which McCraney examines brotherhood.
We did this play in Ireland, and there were people who wrote into the Abbey in Dublin saying, you know, I totally understand these characters because my brother is just like that.
The gods
stop like a funeral coming down the halls and respect of this man mourning the loss of his brother. And you just hear the clanging of that man's voice bouncing on the cement and steel, chiming like a bell till he calmed down, till he just whispering your name now, my brother. My brother, where my brother, gurgling up from under the tears, my brother.
The Brother's Sighs, like all the plays in the trilogy, is staged with minimal sets and costumes. The focus is always on the words and the music. The plays have a lot of music, and the movement of the bodies of the actors. McCraney is as passionate about modern dance as he is about writing plays, and says when he's in rehearsal, he approaches his plays in a physical way.
I don't work on plays like normal playwrights because when, you know, the actors are staging this stuff, I'm on stage with them staging it, and it's exhausting and emotionally challenging. It pulls you this way and it throws you that way and it spins you around. But I think what the audience gains out of that is an incredible trip to a place that they've never been. They come out feeling that they've been to the foreign and it's been made familiar.
In The Red and Brown Water, the first of the brother-sister trilogy, starts previews at McCarter Theater tonight. The other plays begin performances in May. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And you can hear scenes from Terrell Elvin McCraney's plays on our website, npr.org.